Amen. Let's pray while we are waiting. Father, we just thank you for today. Father, we thank you for bringing us together as a people and as a church. Bible says the entrance of your word gives light and understanding to the simple. Father, we pray that even as we hear your word today, Father, we declare that no one will live here the same way in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, help me to speak the right word in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
The strongest substance in the universe struck the continent of Africa, affecting the plant life around it. And when the time of men came, five tribes settled on it and called it Wakanda. The tribes lived in constant war with each other until a warrior shaman received a vision from the panther goddess Bast, who led him to the heart-shaped herb, a plant that granted him superhuman strength, speed, and instincts. The warrior became king and the first black panther, the protector of Wakanda.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sure you thought you wanted to watch the movie. No, don't get too excited. Hallelujah. Today's message I'm going to be sharing today, you could title it in different way. You could call it the Superman, Superpower, or the Supernatural. Amen. And that's my title today. You know, one thing, I love superhero movies. I just love them. Recently, I saw my wife the other day and my in-law, Essay. They were watching a movie called Gifted, and I like staying in the other sitting room. I just pretended as if I didn't like what they were watching. I just left them. But they stopped later on, and recently this week, I've been watching it with them. It's called Gifted. It's a superhero movie, you know, whereby people get these different powers and everything. It is interesting. So I love my superhero movies. How many of you have watched Black Panther before? Okay, how many of you have watched superhero movies before? Come on, everyone should have watched it. All right, even if you haven't watched it, you would have watched Superman. How many of us have watched Superman? Every hand should be up. We've all watched Superman. Amen. You know, these people do things that are just beyond the normal, you know? And you see them like, oh, I wish I could do this. My wife the other day was, while we were watching, she said something, oh, I wish I could do this, you know? And in my mind, I just wish I could do certain things they can do. But what does it mean to be super? You know, it's always good to give definition. It means to be superior, outstanding, remarkable, dazzling, marvelous, magnificent, wonderful, splendid, and exceptional. Amen. And you know, all this world is what you will say about these superhero people. They are exceptional. Amen. And what does it mean to be a man? Basically, we're all human. And to me, I just said, you have blood flowing through you, which means you can't do anything super. Amen. I can shoot somebody. No, not shoot somebody, literally. But if I shoot somebody now, you know, it's just going to go. But if we call Black Panther or Superman and just start shooting them, you know, it's either they'll be dodging it or they'll be taking it. Or after then, you know, they will just come and take the bullet out and give it to you. Amen. That's the difference. So we are humans, so we can't do that. Amen. So that's the difference between, but... So we can't do what they can do, but can we really do it is some of the things we're going to talk about today. And if I'm going to ask the question, which superpower will you pick if you are told to choose? Think about it in your head. As you've watched, oh, I'm sure somebody will be thinking what kind of superpower they would think. Somebody could tell, how many of you have watched Flash? You know Flash, you know the speed. So if you're a Flash now, you can run. You can wake up in the morning when it's time to go to work, 1 minute before. Just dress, take your bath quickly within 1 minute and you'll be at work. That's Flash, that's speed. You know, you could have strength like Hulk, you know? You know, Hulk, you could just take everything and just push everything away. That's a Hulk. Or you could fly like a Superman. That would be cool. You know, that would be very cool. I don't mind flying. Or the Batman. But if I was told to choose, and make up my own superpower, guess what I'm going to choose? I just want the power to be able to create things. I just want to become a billionaire today. You know, that's what I want to do. I just get the power. I say, God, thanks for the power. And I'll just start making the money, blah, 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 blah. You know? And the money will just come to me and I can buy whatever I want. Maybe I'll buy a new church. You know, we'll build a new church, you know, something like that. And build everything and it just becomes powerful. That's what I'm going to choose. I want to become a billionaire. You know, like Pastor was saying something, he said some people are already millionaires already in other currencies. So I am one of them that is a millionaire in other currencies. Amen. But I want to become a millionaire in Aussie currency. That's the power. If God could give me that power. But that's just a fantasy. Amen. So what is the difference between human and Superman? What is the difference between a human and somebody who's got superpower? What is the difference between a human and somebody who wants to live a supernatural life? You know, we all want to do that. It's God's intention for all of us to live that kind of life. But what is the difference? Let's go through the scripture together and see why. What is the difference and what could make us do that? We're going to run through this because of time today. I've got lots to share, so we'll try and go through it. I might not wait for you. So the first one is Luke 18:27. And it said, "These things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Amen. Did you see that? These things which are impossible with men are possible with God. That is the difference between a human and a Superman. Hallelujah. Impossibility becomes possible. And that's why you find all these superheroes when it's time. They say, let's call the Superman. Let's call Batman. Let's call everything, because they appear and they resolve the whole situation. That is the difference. Bible says impossibility becomes possible. Amen. Mark 16:17-18. It says, "These signs will accompany those who have believed in my name." Just follow the scripture, step by step. "These signs will accompany those who have believed in my name. And they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." Who can do this? You can't do this by yourself. It's impossible. None of us here can do this. Everything that has been stated here is a superman or is somebody with a superpower or somebody who lives the supernatural life can do. Amen. Who can pick up a serpent? You know, who can drink poison? Amen. Nobody can do that except you live the superpower. Let's continue. Acts 28:1-6. And it says, you can write them down. "And when they were escaped, and they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness." We showed them a lot of kindness. "For they kindled a fire and received us, everyone, because of the present rain." So it was raining heavily. This was when Paul was in the ship, you know, and they were taking him to be judged somewhere. And he said, "Because of the rain and because of the cold." So imagine being in the cold, but these people were so nice to them. "And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand," that means very poisonous, it has venom in it, "rest on his hand, hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not him to live." So they were saying, this guy has escaped all these things. He survived all this, you know, this horrible weather. They should have all been dead. Now he survived, and they said, well, they are still chasing him. Where I come from, they will say the juju or whatever, or the powers of the world are still chasing him. You know, you can go wherever, but if the devil is after you, he's still going to follow you wherever you go. You can escape from Africa down here. The same spirit still follows you. Amen. And that's what they are saying about this guy, that he's escaped, but now his past is still haunting him. But you know what he did? And I remember the song we used to sing when we were kids in the kids' church. He said, "And he shook up the beast into the fire." We used to sing that song. He said, "Shake up the beast into the fire. The word of God is burning in me." You know, we used to sing that as kids just to motivate us and know what it is. And he said, "Shook the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen." They were looking well. Yeah, he shook it off. But, you know, with such venom, your hand will still swell. Or falling down dead. Because that's a normal thing when, you know, you're bitten by a viper. Or falling down dead. Suddenly. "But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their mind and said, he was a god." Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. This is what we said at the beginning. Remember what we said? They will pick up serpents, and if they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them. This is that same superpower. This is that same scripture that is flowing in Paul's life. He's living that life. And he shook it off. And that's, you know, you just wonder, like I said, when you watch those movies, you see them, they just shake something off, take out a bullet, you know, or somebody's hand will be cut and it will grow that hand again. You know, that is fun. But you know, such fun is also in the same house of God, whereby we can actually do the same thing. Bible says he shook it off. And you know, when we start living the supernatural life, when we start doing things that is beyond the normal, guess what? People look at us and say, wow, what's happening? Is this possible? Look at what they said. They said he was a God. Guess what? He's actually a God. Guess what? You're a God. It's in the scripture. Say, don't you know that ye are gods? So if you are gods, but most of the time we are gods, but we are actually living like normal people. Amen. We are actually not performing and doing things that we are meant to do as gods. Hallelujah. We allow the enemies to push us. It happens to me at times, but at times, you know, when you get yourself back and say, well, this is not me. This is not what God has ordained for me. God has ordained something bigger and better for me. So I need to bring out that superhero power in me. Amen. Let's continue. Psalm 91, verse 7. It says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Does that happen to you? Have you ever seen that happen to people normal? No. But this is talking about people who are supernatural. And that's why you see, you find in some of those movies, somebody could just do this, and everyone there will fall. Somebody will do this, everyone there will fall. That's what he's saying. 1,000 will fall by your side. So what he's saying is that no matter how these people chase you, no matter what the enemy does to you, no matter what they've planted in front of you, they will fall beside you. They can gather the whole world against you. They can gather the whole world from wherever they are. But guess what? Bible says 1,000 will fall by your side and 10,000. That's the spirit of multiplication. Amen. That spirit of multiplication. It happens. Amen. And you know, you've watched some of those movies. Have you seen some of those superheroes whereby they can actually multiply themselves? They do that and they just deal with things around them. Amen, somebody. Mark 9:23 said, Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Or he said, if you can just believe. He didn't tell you anything. He didn't say, well, try and do the work by yourself. He didn't say, try and support God. You know, some of us try to support God. We try to help God. You know, I'm just going to help God. You know, God says, well, just move on, you know. Go lay hands on the sick. And you're doing that. I say, well, probably I just, you know, take some injections with me and just inject that. But we try to help God. We are not meant to help God. God has said it. All he wants is to believe and do it. If thou canst just believe. It's just that simple thing you need. Just believe. And that's what some of these people do. All they do is just believe. Amen. You know, the difference is that the super, you know, in the Superman, you know, when we want to say what the difference is, the difference is that the super in the Superman is what is pushing him to do the difference, to do something different. So you can see the super and the man. If you take out the super from the man becomes normal. But it is that super that makes him do something extraordinary. That is the difference between a superman and a normal man. You know, like I said earlier, Christians are meant to live like supermen on earth, but it's not happening. And why is that not happening? That's the power of the enemy. You remember when in the Garden of Eden, when God created Adam and Eve, he said, take dominion, you know, multiply and everything. That was happening. But when Adam and Eve fell, guess what? That's just where that dominion left them. They couldn't even control things that were happening with them. That they just found out that they were even naked. Amen. But thank God for Christ when he came back. Amen. He came back with that full force and said, well, I'm just going to give this back to you so you can live that supernatural life. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, let's open our Bible to the book of Judges chapter 15. Let's read that quickly. You know, there are so many things in the Bible whereby we find supermen in the Bible. And you know, at times I just wonder, how come some of these people, you know, how creative are they that they come up and just do some of these things? I reckon they steal some of these ideas from the Bible. That's what I think. You know? You can prove me wrong, but that's what I think. There's so many ideas from the Bible because we've got so many of these superheroes in the Bible and they've done several things that you wonder, how can they do this? How can they do this? Judges 15, Are we there? From verse 14. So this was when, you know, Samson was married to the Philistine, Philistine wife, and he went, and by the time he got back to the father-in-law said, well, he's giving the wife to his friend. And this is somebody who is, you know, somebody who's got all this power and became crazy. And he went and went to take 300, fox, tied each together. Took two at a time and tied them together. Took two at a time. This is somebody who can even go near a fox. Took them, tied them together, and put fire on them. And guess what? He just allowed them go. You know, it's funny, but it wasn't funny to them. And they just burnt everything. All the crops and everything these people had. You know, he did that. And he was so, so angry. Amen. And that's what happened when he became angry. But let me go back quickly. Let's read from verse 12. So this was when those people now came back and they wanted to chase him. He went back home and they wanted to chase him. And these people and the people in the town were scared. And they said, well, they were going to get him by themselves. You know? So he says, let's start from verse 11. He said, then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock Etam and said to Samson, knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? These are the people of Judah, because they said, well, let's go and speak to him so I can come out. What is this that thou hast done unto us? And he said unto them, as they did unto me, so have I done unto them. This is a guy full of revenge. And they said unto him, we are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, swear unto me that ye will not fall upon me yourself, which means swear unto me that you guys, my people, you know, will not kill me yourselves. And they spake unto him, saying, no, but we will bind the feet, which they know normally they can't do that, you know. But, you know, he's giving himself there. Now he said, we will bind thy feet and deliver thee into thy hand. But surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt. It just became, it's like, you can say, well, basically, they just melted and they were just burning. They just burned. And his bands loosed off his hands, you know? And he found a new jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 men. Dear weights. Is that normal? That's not normal. That's a superpower in him. But you know what? You know what I really liked, I really explained, which I'm going to explain more, about what such powers are? The Bible talks about, in that same verse 14, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became flax. It didn't just say he just got angry, like Hawk would do, and just tear everything. The Bible says the Spirit. So you can see a connection between being super and the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. That's one connection. And you know, we find so many of these people in the Bible that once the Spirit of the Lord comes upon them, they become a different being. They begin to do different things that is not normal. How many of us remember David? So many things he did. He killed a lion with his bare hands. You know, just who does that? No one does that. Amen? No one will be able to do that. How many of us remember Elijah? How he killed the prophets of Baal? Just one person. He wasn't even tired, just him doing everything. That's the superpower of God in him. How many of us remember Solomon with his wisdom? You know, being able to make decisions and making them rightly. That's the superpower of God in him. See, we've got lots of these people in the Bible that actually did different things that you amaze you. And you now when you wonder, why can't we do the same thing as Christians? Why are we not stepping up to that place? You know, we'll talk about that briefly now. Amen. So the question is, how can you live a supernatural life? Or how can we get these powers? It's very simple. And we'll go through them. There are steps. But if you get to one step and you don't move to the next step, then that's the end. You can't get to that place. It's like us picking our books after the lecturers, you know, has taught us, you know, in the unit those days, you read and you think you can do it and you go back to the exam. You have to be a genius to be able to remember everything. But even those who are genius, what we still do, they still go back and read. So that's the next step. They go back and read, look for questions to answer to get themselves prepared. And once they get into the exam, they're able to answer all those questions. I've been those places that you get to exams and you're wondering, oh God, what can I write? But you also get to period whereby you get to the exam hall, you smile. It's happened to me before. I just smiled because it's like I knew all the questions. But there are times I get, oh God, help me. Amen. How can we? Number one, through the Holy Ghost, which Samson has already told us. Through the Holy Ghost. But how can you get the Holy Ghost? You can't just get the Holy Ghost that way. It's not like something you buy and they say, well, give me. Which you saw in the Bible, whereby those people wanted to go and buy the power. You know, wanted to buy the power, you know, of God. It's not possible. The first step is you need to be born again. It's simple. You can't just get there. You know, most of us think we are born again, but we're actually not born again. Amen. We are not. So that's the first step. If you're not sure that if you're born again, you need to go back and say, well, God, help me. Go back and speak to yourself. Amen. I just want everyone to look at me, please. If you're doing another thing, just stop. Look at me today. Now, this part is very important. You need to be born again. All the teenagers, all the young people, all the adults here, if you're not sure, go back to your parents. If you're not sure, come speak to me. If you're not sure, go speak to pastor. You need to be born again. There is that difference once you become born again. And once you get born again, that's the next step. And say, well, yeah, I'm born again. God, help me. What's the next step? And that's when the power of the Holy Ghost will come upon you. When you get born again, the power of the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Amen. Then after that, what's the next step? Through the Word of God. Amen. You can get there and nothing happens. You know one thing that I've noticed about these superheroes? Once they get their powers, they start doing things about it. Amen. They start doing things about it. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of men. Hallelujah. That is what happens when you study the word of God. He's telling that this is what the word of God will do. It is quick. Remember we talked about quick speed earlier on? It is powerful. Remember we talked about Samson and other people who are very powerful? It is powerful. Amen. Sharper than any two-edged sword. So you can have this, you know, if you watch all these Chinese movies, all those kind of, all those movies that, you know, we watch, you know, you can have those two-edged sword and they can do this and do this. He's saying the word of God is sharper than that. He said, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of man. What is it saying? The word of God will help you discern things. You can see. That's why you find people who know God. You find people who have these gifts. You know, there are different gifts that people operate on. You know, there are some gifts of the miracle. You find out people who are prophets. You know, they see things. You don't have to be a prophet to be able to discern things. Amen. How many of us have been in things that we say, oh God, and I knew, and the Lord told me, I didn't do it. How many of us has happened to that? That you know that you are supposed to have done something and you didn't do it. It happens to me regularly every time. It's not man. That's God speaking to you, directing you on what to do. And when it didn't happen and you find out that it comes to reality, you now be wondering, oh, I wish I did it. I wish. I do that again. I even complain. My wife has gotten tired of me complaining about certain things. You know, it's like, I do it. And at times in the office, I look for that opportunity and I say, well, you know, God, thank God for the Holy Spirit. And people around me will be looking. I said, well, you know, it's the Holy Spirit. They're like, what's that? I said, it's God that just reminded me. I look for those also praying to say things that are weird around them, you know, just for them to know things. Let me digress a little bit. How many of us remember this guy when he was, who came to tell us, cheated, the concert we went for? I decided to take some of those flyers. I just wanted to try in the office. I know they put different things about food in the kitchen. I took some of that flyers. I'm going to test it. And I took and put it in there. And by the time I went back to the kitchen, maybe 2 hours later, you know where I met the flyers? Behind the microwave. You know, people don't like anything about God. They move it. And you know what I did? I looked around, I picked it up, and I put it in front of everybody again. You know? So what I'm saying is, at times, you know, God will help you to be able to discern things and know what is right. But it's all about connecting to the word of God. See, at times, God speaks to us through the word. It's not everyone that will hear, oh, thou says the Lord, go this way. It's not everyone that will hear the audible voice of God. You could actually hear it, but some people will hear through the word. While you're reading the word would, something will just connect and say, oh, yeah, that's what I need to do. That's through the word of God. Amen. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect with God." Amen. What does the word of God do? It renews your mind. Amen. It changes the way you think. It increases your faith to connect. Amen. It takes away the world system from you. What is the world system? The norms. What happens? The general things people believe is the world. That is why it renews your mind. And what renews the mind is the word of God. You don't have to take this big Bible and read. While you're in the train, wherever, you can just take this phone and just open the Bible and just start reading. It builds you up and changes the way you think. Amen. You know, one thing I said earlier, when I said you find out that some of these super people, these superheroes, what do? They go through what we call metamorphosis before they change. Do you guys agree? You find that something within them, some of them is like the one we're watching recently, the guy, once he gets angry, then that's when the power comes from him. You know, that's where, and the same for us as Christians. We need to go through that metamorphosis. And how do you go through that metamorphosis? It's by studying God's word. It brings out what God has laid in your heart. And you just change to a normal being. A different person. And that's when you get angry and say, well, I hate this sickness. And you just lay hands on somebody and they become healed. You know? We are all praying. I'm still praying to get to that level. Amen. Get to that level where I'll do different things, you know, that will amaze, not amaze people, but people will bring people to Christ. And you know, one thing that I believe the word of God for is that because I have seen God done certain things in my life, even though when I get discouraged or I get down, but you know what still helps me is that same word. You know, the Bible, we always say something, if God has done it in the past, he will do it again. Amen. I've seen God heal people through me. Amen. And so with that, I'm not even scared again. I remember the first time and that happened, you know, and I was so scared. And somebody said, well, and I then got to a reality and said, well, if God has said it, just go and say, go and lay hands. Remember Pastor was preaching the last time when he talked about laying hands on somebody who was, who's got, let me look for the right word, Pastor. Psychotic. I don't want to use the wrong word. Who's got psychotic? And he didn't go. And guess what? God used somebody else. It's the same thing that God will do. God has just done it that he can see. I was sharing one time while I was in South Africa. And I think I've shared this before. And while I was sharing, before I went, I just prayed, God, just help me. I didn't just know. I was just believing God for the supernatural. Till date, I still believe God for the supernatural every day in my life. I just believe, God, just use me for certain things. And as I was preaching, I just preached. And after then, one of the other people just came back to me and said, well, my father has been having a leg pain all through for so many years. And he said what? He said, guess what? While you were preaching and you were laying hands on people, the pain left. Maybe God just wanted to teach me that if that is possible, he can do it to anyone. He can do it to the teenagers. He can do it to anyone. So I'm not just speaking to myself today. I remember when I was in uni, there's a friend of mine who was a lady. She said while she was in high school, for those of you teenagers here today, next gen, don't hold back yourself. She will go back and, you know, and call some of our friends. This is somebody who was like in year 6 or year 7 or whatever. And go back and call them and call some of them. After she believed, God touched her and she believed, you know, started speaking in tongue. And they would go to church and say, you can do it. She called certain people, few of her friends, and took them to a room, you know, one of the empty classes. And she laid hands on them. She goes to Pastor Reverend Chris's church. And she laid hands on them as a teenager. And they all started speaking in tongues. So it's not about pastor. It's not about me. It's about what's in you. All you need to do is believe. You know, when you're a child of God, see, you don't hide it. See, it is fun. And that's why this next gen, for those of you who don't, it's not about age. Come and enjoy yourself. That is fun in the house of the Lord. Amen. There is fun. So it's like I say, it is dormant. And what does it mean to be dormant? It is inactive, sleeping, asleep, suspended. While passive is being subjected to an action without producing a reaction. Amen. So the Spirit of God and the powers in us are dormant. We need to charge them up. How do you charge them up? Through the Word of God. Charge them up. Bible says, building up yourself in the most holy faith. Praying in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit and you become charged up. And you see yourself, you start doing things that are different. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Still study. Power of being studied. Bible says in the book of James 1:22, it says, be not hearers of the word only, but ye be doers of the word of God. Faith without works is dead. As you study the work, practice it. Amen. Practice it. Bring out that faith. Let that faith bubble in you and bring it out and say, well, I can do it. And that's what the word of God would do. Amen. The next thing is connect to the source. Hallelujah. You remember what I said earlier on? I said some of these people, when they become angry, that's when the power comes in. Some of them, what they do is that they start thinking of things and the power comes in. How can you activate that power in you? We've talked about it. The next step is you need to connect to the source. How do you connect to the source? What is the source, somebody? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the source. You remember I quoted that scripture now, Jude 1:20. It says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. Build up yourself. As you study the word, speak in tongues. Connect to God. Start speaking and just connect to the source. And as you are connecting to the source, things begin to happen. God starts speaking to you. It starts dropping ideas into you. It starts telling you how to do things, you know. You know, it will reveal things to you. Connect to the source, somebody. Amen. The more you connect, the more power you get. It's like you connect to the electricity. Yesterday, my daughter was playing with her iPad, and I put... I just wanted to do something after they've studied their own, do their own schoolwork. And I connected it because the iPad was down to the source. And she came back to me and said, oh, Auntie Essay said, you can't work while it's connected. You know, if Auntie has said it, and I did, I say, yes, that's true. Go and take Nathan's iPad. You know, why? Because for her to continue what she was doing, she needed to connect the iPad to the source because it was 5%. Amen. And when the percentage increases of the power, she was able to use it for longer. Imagine we build ourselves onto when it's 100%. Hallelujah. Things will change. Things will change for me. Things will change for you. Pastor wouldn't need to beg anyone. Oh, join a group. Oh, pastor wouldn't need to beg anyone. Come to church. The rain wouldn't stop you from coming to church because you know you're coming to connect to the source. You are even, you know, even when you're sick at times, yes, you know, there are times you're sick, yes, you stay home. But there are times when you become, say, well, possibly if I go to church today, I will connect and I'll be healed. You know, it gets to that level, you know, when you grow in the Lord that no one begs you to come to church. You know, you see, you become a child continuously when people need to beg you to come to church. No one should beg you to the church. If you want to become a superhero, connect yourself to the source. Amen, somebody. Connect yourself to the source. I better go quickly now. Amen. Connect yourself to the source. The Holy Ghost is the source. And you remember when Samson said, he said the Spirit of God came upon Samson. And what he did, this same Samson went and took a whole gate. You know, those days, the fortress of, in the Old Testament, the way they build their gates is not the way we build our gates. You know, oh, we don't have gates here. But in Africa, we used to have gates. Big gates to protect you. And those gates are not just those small gates. These gates are like, some of those gates could be this big. Samson went, and you know what he did? He took the gate. He wanted to show them that I can do it, you know? Feel me, you know? You know, when you have the power, you want to show it off. And he took off the whole gate and walked 30 miles and dropped it on top of a mountain somewhere. And by the time people woke, they're like, where's our gate? Where's our gate? It's high in the mountain. Amen. It's somebody with a superhero that can do that. Amen, somebody. What does the supernatural do? And what happens when you have the supernatural? What happens when the Spirit of God comes upon you? What change comes upon you? How does it transform you? You can't get connected to Christ. You can't get connected to the Holy Spirit and remain the same. It's impossible. That's just the truth. It's impossible. You can't remain the same. You might be down, but you go up. You might fall, but you stand up. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Connecting yourself to the Holy Ghost. Connecting to the source. Number one, this is what the Holy Ghost will do to you. When the supernatural comes, speed. You get speed when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. There are lots of things, but I'll just share a few of them. Let's open our Bible to the book of Isaiah 65, verse 24. I'll share about 5 points with you. Isaiah 65, verse 24. Amen, somebody. Who's there? Okay. Thank you for waiting for me then. Amen. It says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Listen to this scripture. Remember I said speed. It said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Oh my God. Isn't that beautiful? That before you even ask, he's telling you, I will come. He said, before you even think of it in your mind, I will answer. Amen. And he said, while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Oh my God, somebody, I wish somebody could come into my mind and see what's bubbling in there. He said, while they are yet speaking, he will hear. So imagine in your head, you're thinking, okay, I want this thing to go up. And that's what I said, you know, what superheroes do. They are thinking in their mind, and like in their mind, they want this puppy to go up. And as they are thinking, guess what? The puppy goes up. It just goes up and it stands in the air. That's what God is trying to tell us. As you're thinking, it happens because you are connected to him, to the source. Speed. So in our lives, in our jobs, speed. I always share this every time here because I believe it's a testimony. When I came to this country, one issue I had for a long time was job, getting the kind of right kind of job I want. But I was persistent because I knew I had a degree. I went, I studied my MBA. I knew what I wanted. I haven't gotten to where I wanted, but I knew. Even when I didn't have them, I'll go down. God, I'll be down. Thank God for a beautiful wife that will hang in there with you, even when you don't have the cash, you know? But guess what? God just moved me from what would have taken me 10 years if I was here and took me there. That is speed. That is speed. I am managing people that have been in that place. Some of them have been there for 15 years, 20 years. Like, I'm not saying I'm the CEO, you know? I'm just, you know, so don't start thinking of Patrick's like, how's all the whole million? Well, what I'm just trying to say is, to me, it took a while before that happened. So many years. I don't even want to ask my wife. It took a while. I was walking, I was paying the bill, but I knew what I wanted. And it took that while, and God moved me. And I'm there. Am I satisfied where I am? No, I'm not, because that's not where God wants me to be. All right, so don't be satisfied. But what I'm saying, that's an example of speed. So if you are believing God for something in your heart, you know, if you're believing God to become the best in your studies, if you're believing God to become, to get a good job, if you're believing God to have a beautiful marriage, if you're believing God for your kids, guess what? It is possible. It is possible. If you're believing God for God to take you, let's say you've been struggling with something for a long time, and you're believing God, oh God, this has been taking forever. Hang in there, brother. Hang in there, sister. If God has said it, he will do it. He never fails. My God never fails. Even when you're down, oh, get down. Sleep. Wake up and say, oh, yeah, it's possible. I always say that, even when I get discouraged. So don't feel as Christians, you wouldn't get discouraged. You know, if people are preaching that to you, that's a lie. You will get discouraged. But it's what do you do when you're discouraged is what really matters. So, brother, I just want to say that speed in the name of Jesus. There is blessings, sufficient blessings, more than enough when you have the supernatural, when you are living this supernatural life. There are heaps of scriptures that talks about the blessing. Bible said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and added no sorrow with it. Guess what? That scripture covers everything. I'll bless you and I wouldn't put sorrow. Even when you feel the sorrow is coming in, that's not my blessing. I will allow you that blessing come and overshadow that sorrow. Amen. Wisdom, hallelujah. Wisdom for witty inventions. Proverbs 8:12 says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge with witty invention. So there is wisdom that will come and will differentiate you between things. Wisdom that will help you to be able to make right and sound decisions at work, at home, in your job. That is wisdom. Favor, hallelujah. Favor will come upon you when you are connected to the Holy Ghost. You know, favor, heaps of favor will come upon you. Bible says in the book of Psalm 5:12, it says, surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with favor as with a shield. Hallelujah. It's like everything around you is favor. So when something that is not favor comes around you, the shield will push it away. Amen. And you know, that's the power of the shield, you know. Maybe you remember the name. You know, in this movie we're watching, these people can actually put a shield around them that no one can come there. That's what favor does. It will bring that favor that if somebody in the office is saying, well, I don't want to, you know, move these people up. They will remain. It happens. That's the battle. You know, those battles will always be there. But when you stand firm upon the wall and say, well, the favor of the Lord surrounded me like a shield. And then you stand there, I receive this job. I receive these finances. It is possible. You know, there are so many things myself and my wife have believed God for. You know, it has happened, you know. So many, those little things that we believe God for. At times I would just say, babe, it will happen, you know. Or she would tell me it will happen. And I'd think, oh God, is this going to happen? But, you know, it does happen. It does happen. The last thing that the Lord can do for you when you get connected to the supernatural is strength. Amen. Bible says, in your weakness, my strength is made perfect. So when you feel you're weak, that you can't go on in life, when you feel you're going and that you believe God for so many things, it's been 5 years, it's been 10 years, 15 years, don't hold back. It is possible. The strength will be there. My brother, their daughter is it 12? 12 or 13, they've been believing God for a child for a long time. Guess what? They've got triplets now. You know, they could have given up. They had the names written down. They knew the names of their kids. They've written it down. If we have a boy, this is what we'll get. If we have a girl, this is what we'll get. And even with their daughter, the daughter already knows the name of what the child, the names will be. But guess what? They had to start thinking of other names. Because they were thinking of one, they got three. Amen. That is what God can do. He will surprise you. The supernatural will change things in your life. Amen. Strength. Bible also says in the book of Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. If you're not connected to Christ, forget it. Things can happen to you by chance. It can happen to you by accident. But that's it. But imagine things are happening to you by accident already. You ask God for a job, you get it. You ask God for a child, you get it. You ask God for money, you get it. And it's just happening without praying. Imagine you not connecting to the source. What happens? It just starts happening. You know, it will just start happening in your life that things will just start happening. Strength. I can do all things. So when things are getting down in your life that you can't even imagine, just quote that scripture. I can do all things through Christ and strengthen me. I study, I understand. I study, I understand. I study God's word, I understand. I study my books, I understand. It is possible, somebody. It is possible. You've seen David. You've seen Gideon. How many of us still remember of Gideon? It is, even when he was scared, it is possible. Why? Because he connected to the source. Amen. In rounding up, what is your superpower? Think about it. What do you think is your superpower? It might be something that's so small that you didn't know that it's there, but it's there. It's dormant. But you can make it passive. Amen? It's dormant, but you can use it. It's dormant, but you can bring it out. What is your superpower? The Lord has so much gifts. Maybe another time we'll talk about gifts, because there's no time, of what the Lord can do. What is your superpower? We're going to pray today. And while we're praying, start thinking of that. What is it the Lord has placed in my heart that I don't know? Or what is it that the Lord has placed in my heart that is there, but I don't know how to use it? Some people have power, but they don't know the power they have. They do. They don't. And like I said, if you watch some of those superhero movies, they never even knew. Until some of them became 30 or something, they just discovered they could do it. They were there for a long time. Suddenly, something just brings out that power. And we've talked about how that power can be. We need to be able to bring out that power. What is your strength that can be used for the work of God? Your superpower can be that strength that you think is not there. Amen? That's your superpower, can be that. Everybody has something in them. Everyone has something in them. Think about your strength. Is it sweeping the church? Is it being in the technical unit? Is it being something? People don't need to force you to do things for God. It's there. Activate it. It's like when you buy your SIM card, what do? Do you just talk call with it? What do? You activate it. You need to activate it. And we've talked about the steps of activating these things. Think about what you can do. What quality do you have that you can use for God? Like I said, some can fly. Some can bring out fire. What is yours? Is it standing here by singing? Is it being ensured you are in church regularly? Think about it. Prayer meeting is very important. If you can't make it, that's fine. But put in your mind that, well, I need to attend. I need to. Put your mind that I will test it. Don't just stay home. And when prayer meeting is happening in church and you are home, you know, and you are comfortable, don't do that. Come in one day and be a part of it and do that and see what you can do. You can sing. You can dance. People can do lots of things. There is no excuse. God has given us all superpower. Most superpowers work on the power to perfect it. You can also do the same thing. You can perfect this power. I just want to stand up on our feet and just pray together quickly. You can perfect these powers, and God can turn it around. I just want us to pray. God, bring out the best in me. The powers you've placed in me, the gifts, the qualities you've placed in me, Lord, help me to activate it. Connect me to the source. Connect me to the Holy Spirit. If you are not used to praying out, I just want you to pray out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I want everyone to pray. I want to hear your voice. God, help me to connect me. Connect me to the source. Just pray 1 minute.